It was standing room only at Maysville Town Hall as concerned residents listened to town officials and scientists explain recent test results of the town's well water, which showed PFAS and PFOA contamination above lifetime health advisory levels established by the EPA. Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering with Duke University, Lee Ferguson, explained via Skype that the source of the contamination is not Gen X, but most likely aqueous film-forming foam, which was used in firefighting applications. He says the contamination appears to be isolated to Maysville.
We cannot say definitively that the firefighting foam is the source of this contamination without doing some additional analysis by high-resolution mass spectrometry. That work is going on in my laboratory. We're not finished with it yet. But what I can tell you is that the chemical fingerprint that you see in this spot is consistent with firefighting foam source.
Ferguson added the contamination of Maysville's well most likely predates the year 2000 when firefighting foam was phased out. On Monday, the town switched their roughly 450 customers to Jones County water, which has been deemed safe to drink. That news was a relief to Maysville resident Lynn Swanson, who attended the meeting.
The biggest issue for me is the water that I bathe in because of the inhalation of steam, the water that I drink and I cook with, the water I use for my animals, without a doubt. But knowing that we're getting good water from the Castlehaine Aquifer is a great relief for all those reasons.
Town officials say they are working with UNCW to conduct soil testing to locate the cause of the contamination. They're also seeking up to $1 million in grant funding from the USDA to purchase a carbon filtration system to purify the town's well water. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.